There's an old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. That is certainly true in the Navajo Nation. From the Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University, students Jake Tribalski and Drake Dunaway explore the creation of a sport called res golf.
In the vast Navajo Nation that covers most of Northeast Arizona, the game isn't always fast. However, not many people are in a rush.
Res golf, it's dirt, frustration, a lot of cussing, but it's fun though. Oh, it's sandy, man.
Donald Benally, his two brothers, and his cousin Freddie created their course in Steamboat, Arizona, which they proudly state claim as being the first of its kind.
As far as I know, we are the one that generated the res golf.
Whether they were the first to tee off into sagebrush-lined fairways or not, the sport is growing. Res golf courses are popping up all over the Navajo Nation.
They actually have a course in Fort Defiance as well. And then they have one in Shonto. There's one actually in Cottonwood and then Tuba City. So it's around.
And in Low Mountain, Marvis Ben and his family founded Lowerville Stingers Golf Club.
Well, we didn't really have nothing to do around here besides basketball was the main one. But then one day I saw Michael Jordan when he retired. He was playing golf, so that's how it started.
On this day, it's Lowerville's 7th annual tournament.
Hole number 5, Donald, Joe, Sean, Kai.
And while it might not be a PGA Tour crowd, people come from all over the Navajo Nation.
I like it because I bond with my brothers and my dad. You know, that's the only way we can connect. We can't just go out and go to a movie theater or go to the mall.
What they do have on the Navajo Nation is land, a lot of it. So why not make a par 5 almost 600 yards long? And just like traditional courses, res golf courses have their own unique features that make each one different.
What would Tiger Woods do? My sister, she lives right there, threw out an old carpet. So we just put a hole in it, put it right there, and that's how the ball rolls perfectly.
We don't like to call them greens. We just like to call them putting surfaces. Because there's no green on the green.
Maintenance requires hard work like any other course. But instead of using specialized mowers and advanced technology, res golfers get a little bit of help from those they share the land with.
The landscape here is not just meant for us. It's meant for the cattle and the livestock. You know, there's food for them all around. I mean, we're literally stepping on it as we go from hole to hole. That's res golf.
We don't really want to just clear the whole thing. Sage is much more res everywhere. If you go on the Navajo Reservation, you see a lot of sage, and that's part of our bunkers. Like they, if they hit it in there, I mean, tough luck. I mean, that's res golf.
And while they are family courses, both are open to anyone who wants to play free of charge, because this game is one to share.
This kind of reminds me of way back when St. Andrews, when they first started their golf. I mean, this is how they started, and this is how they took care of their golf course, and that's where the whole thing started. We're kind of proud of what we have. It puts a lump in my throat when I see all these people that we don't know. We got to know a lot of people through golf.
For PBS NewsHour, I'm Jake Tribalski with Cronkite News on the Navajo Nation.